Barry is Oliver. Oliver is Barry. There's Batwoman. There's Supergirl. There's Superman. We're too excited. We're too excited. It's Elseworlds Part 2. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, y'all know what this is.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
What's up, everybody?
Super Friends.
From the cosmic legends of
Super
the universe.
Super Friends
theme. Superman.
Yeah! Woo! Oh, my
Wonder
gosh.
Woman.
She stopped a train.
Oh,
Wonder
my
Woman.
Goodness, Wonder Woman.
She's your fave.
She's my fave.
Your ultimate fave.
Batman. We're watching the Super Friends. Welcome, everybody. This goes on for a long time. We've got too much to talk about. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV, everybody. Welcome to the Arrow panel. If you're watching this thinking we're going to talk about Arrow, well, you apparently have your mind and your face in a hole somewhere, because we are talking about Elseworlds Part 2
All
today. We are so excited. Very quickly, I have with here me Olivia DiBartoli.
Hello, how are you guys? Man, that was so good. The first one was good. I was like, how are they going to do the second one? So good.
It was so good. It was so good. Hey, everybody, I'm Matt Marr. As you know, Ali Kona is working. She's in London, cross the pond. She in jolly London. And
crumpets and tea, please.
Yes, and Carolina chopped her finger off.
Yeah.
So y'all send her some love. I mean, it's not that bad, but she's in a little pain.
She's grating Parmesan cheese, and
you know
she grated a piece of her finger off.
Oh, I thought somebody came across her, and she tried to cut them, because she's bad.
Yeah.
She's a, you know.
Don't.
She'll do it, y'all. So anyway, tweet her up and send her some love, and I know that she appreciates that.
Yeah.
You guys, this is the one day of the year I can wear this shirt.
It's literally the best shirt in the history of shirts. Free super hugs.
If you're here right now, I'll give you a hug. But you know what? Because it's not just me and Olivia hosting the show, it's all of you.
All of you guys.
All of you, and we're giving you a hug right now. Hugs, not drugs. Not jingle jangle or whatever.
Hi, you guys in the chat. I see you all. Heywood, Steven Star. Hi, Steven. Ivan, obviously.
Hi, Steven. Hi, Ivan.
Nas is here. Lisa, Yasko. Hi, guys. So it's good to see you in the chat. I see you all. I will be on top of this.
Ivan, I was watching the Riverdale show, and Ivan was giving some really good insight on Riverdale.
Ivan's the
best.
Ivan's the best. He says cool shirt.
Oh, thank you. I think it's called Teespring. T-E-E Spring is where I got the shirt. I got it a year ago. All right, so instead of this week, we're doing things a little bit differently because this is Elseworlds, and so everything's kind of mishmashed and combined.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have a who do you really love to hate, because there is nothing to hate about this.
I didn't hate any of it.
This is just joy. So instead of this week, we're going to talk about, just to give one thing from Monday night, so last night's show, what did you love to love? What from the first episode did you absolutely love that they did?
Well, this is kind of what I love to love on both of these episodes, was just the comedy aspect of it. Like seeing Oliver and Barry Allen as Barry Allen, and seeing, you know, just the flip flop and just being them, having them be so funny. I just, I cracked up, and I never crack up during Arrow. So it was a nice refreshing.
We never crack up during Arrow.
Never crack up during Arrow. And I was like, man, this is so nice.
It was
so
nice.
That was my love to love, was the comedy relief.
Well, you also said, too, I mean, as soon as they started playing that Smallville theme, I just went, and I screamed, and seeing him in Smallville, seeing Superman, and, like, again, seeing Bitsy. I'm a big Grimm fan. I loved Grimm. So seeing Bitsy or Elizabeth Tulloch as Lois Lane, I think that was perfect casting. A little fun fact about Bitsy Tulloch. Lived in my apartment building.
What?
Yes. So it's like hope for me that one day I could play Superman's wife.
You should.
I could. I'd be a good Lois Lane. Amy Adams had red hair. I can do it.
You would be the best. You know who lived in my apartment building?
Who?
The guy from 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh.
The Jamie Dornan.
Wow.
I was like, I saw
While you lived there?
Yeah. I like saw him working out. I was like, hey.
Oh, was he that pretty then?
Yeah, he was pretty pretty. But I mean, his wife would also be there, so I wouldn't, you know.
It's Hollywood. I had one friend who lived in the Black Dahlia apartment. I'm like, I could never live there. So you never know. All right.
Anyway.
Let's jump into... So that's what we... The first episode was great. Really put us on a great start. So this episode, we immediately kind of jump into this... we jump into their fight. We're going to kind of go through the episode, I think, more this time, just because it kind of makes more sense, because all the stories are kind of
all over the place. Yeah.
So immediately they're on Liam Hall. Love him as Jericho. Mm-hmm. Speaking of hot, Man, I follow him on Instagram. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, Liam Hall. Sorry, I have radio voice today because I've been a little sick. So I'm
It's a good voice. It's like the sexy cat.
I feel butch.
In Friends? The smelly cat voice?
Oh, smelly cat. Yeah, smelly cat voice. Mm-hmm. So, but he's Jericho, Deathstroke's son, and they're battling it out. And it was just great. I just love that the three of them all showed up.
Yeah.
And then... And they like subdue Jericho, and then you hear Diggle say, "Son of a bitch."
I know.
And Supergirl Kara's just like, "That's a good greeting." He's like, "I just know this is gonna be."
What I thought intense. When I saw him see, I didn't know that he knew that they had switched lives or whatever, because he didn't say anything about seeing Oliver as Barry or whatever, mm-hmm. having them been switched. So I was like, does he know already? Because he was just like, the three of you are together. But he wasn't like, hey, you guys are different outfits.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he knew or not. Let me know in the chat if you guys knew. But because they didn't seem fazed by it at all.
Maybe, yeah, he just didn't bring, did he bring up, but he brought it up later.
Yeah,
so
true.
He brought it up later. But, you know, Diggle is like, you know, he's such a military guy.
Yeah.
He kind of rolls
that's
with
true.
Stuff
he does
a little easier. Because that was funny about the first Flash. That was another part I liked that. I mean, I love that scene so much. What I love about what they're doing, this is kind of a theme of, you know, I said this, I was talking to you earlier, like, I wish, like, Geoff Johns and then would just call Greg Berlanti because he knows how to write for this DC world. Yeah. And I'm like, how come they get it so right in the television series? And then hopefully Aquaman looks great. Wonder Woman was fantastic.
Yeah.
But hopefully they're going to start getting it right in the movies. But I'm like, this is Justice League. This is how you do this.
They make it like a huge film production. It looks so good with Greg Berlanti.
Yeah.
Like, why can't they just make that in the movie?
I know. Why can't they? Why can't they?
Well,
but they can't.
You know, we'll try next time.
So we've got Diggle, and they're trying. They're filling in on everybody. Same kind of thing. The team. The Arrow team jumps way more on board that, okay, you're switched. We get it. I get it because they probably didn't want to rehash that again. But I like that one thing that I thought has been so is cool that they're showing is kind of like what makes Arrow really Arrow, what makes Flash really Flash. And they're kind of playing with that. And that's kind of a theme that they're still playing around that in this episode.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, what I didn't like is that nobody told Felicity. I know if you were going to get into that or not, but like you told Iris, you know, Iris handled it. I feel like it was kind of a snub to Felicity. I feel like she handled it fine when you did tell her, you know, she got right to work. Like, why did you have to hide it from her? That's just another thing from like the beginning of the episode of the seasons, like season one through whatever of Oliver and Felicity's relationship is he always hides stuff and he's just like, doesn't learn his lesson. If he would just tell her from the beginning things that are going on, if he would have just told her now, you know, what happened, like they told Iris, I think she would have handled it fine. And it's just really annoying how they treat her sometimes.
Well, it's almost as if Oliver treats Felicity as if he knows better.
Yes.
That's the whole reason why she's so pissed off with you, dude, because you just left them in a lurch and are totally... You know, you turned yourself in, which, man, that was such a good scene of the... I mean, this actually ties into Arrow. Mm-hmm. I think that even though it happened last episode, and because I think it carries into what Oliver is thinking now, is that, first of all, I love Candace Patton. She's such a great actress.
She's so good.
Iris West. She's so fantastic. And but I loved where she was talking about what Felicity had told her all about what the horrible things all and the way she described how horrible it was.
Yeah.
And I kind of think that was so great for Oliver to hear. That was the first time for him to hear kind of what a just jerk move he did. Right.
Yeah. And it was like eye opening for him, but he's always being told what jerk moves he's done, you know? And like, and back to the point of Felicity and Iris, like Iris didn't even take it that well. Nas just said it in the chat. Like she like, took it horribly and Felicity took it better and they didn't give Felicity a chance. And that's just really annoying to me.
It is annoying. It is annoying.
Yeah.
Felicity can handle everything.
She can handle all things.
She can handle everything. So already another thing as far as humor is being such a nerd, y'all. I love Quantum Leap. I love that show so much.
Yeah.
And you probably don't know that show if you're under the age of 30 years old. So if anybody wants to go watch an old great sci-fi show, Scott Bakula was so handsome. He was my one of my first crushes. But I love that they're kind of peppering those jokes all through Quantum Leap. If you don't get Quantum Leap, the whole point of the show is that each episode, this kind of explains why they were making this joke in the episode, is each episode, do you know the show at all?
Not
probably
really.
Each episode, he's a scientist, and he basically, each episode, he inhabits somebody's body.
Okay.
But when he...
Oh.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, God. The theme song from Quantum Leap.
Wow.
It's so good.
Colin Prime knows
it's
Quantum
so
Leap,
good.
By the way. And Aaron Robinson, too.
You gotta turn it off. I'm gonna start crying. It's so good.
Really?
It's so, oh, it makes me so emotional. But the whole point of the show is he woke up each day in someone else's body.
Uh-huh.
But when he would look in the mirror, he would see himself. Like, if he was a woman, he would see himself in drag, but it was his face.
Weird.
But he was, but everybody else saw him as that person, and he would have whatever time frame. He couldn't leave that body until he fixed a problem in that person's life.
Wow.
It was such a good show. That's a show they could reboot.
That sounds like a good show. Speaking of
but
shows.
But anyway, so that's, yeah, speaking of shows, go ahead.
Speaking of shows, if you like this show, I'm sure you watch other shows. You can watch an after show just like this one. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one of our or more of our YouTube channels. I know a lot of you already subscribe, and I appreciate you for that. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. Because we won't. It's all optional. You can unclick it if you want. You know, super easy. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments and we'll thank you on air. We usually do. We've done it in the past.
We try to, yeah.
Yeah. And thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes.
Done.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's talk a little bit about Gotham City,
let's
shall we?
Let's talk about it. That was cool.
Because, man, oh, it happened. Like, we went to Gotham City.
This has been
because I don't watch Gotham, so I don't know if y'all watch that show, but I don't like Gotham. I've never liked it. It was good casting, but I hate the story. So I don't know what's going on in Gotham. So if you know that, don't come at me because I don't know. So for us to come to Gotham now,
it's amazing because like this is something that's been being built up for us for at least because I only watch Arrow and maybe a couple of the other shows, but like. I don't, like you said, I don't watch Gotham either. And, you know, we've known that we were going to be seeing Gotham and Batwoman and all mm-hmm. that. So, like, finally seeing on screen is just like, finally.
It
I want to see it so bad.
So, one of my favorite moments, talk about humor, is when Kara and Barry are all like, Batman. And Oliver, pardon me, sorry, y'all, I'm still getting over being sick. And Oliver is like, Batman's not real. I was the first vigilante.
Yeah,
like,
he's so grumpy about it.
This was... You know, and I would like to see it more in Arrow, is that Stephen Amell was the funniest we've ever seen him in this
so
episode.
Funny.
So, so funny. And I not that I want Arrow to become the Flash or Supergirl, but I think it would be a cool, I'm interested to see if we started with the first episode of, you know, they're trying to get Barry to just smile more. It's a Flash. Like, are we going to go into that? Are we going to see a happier Barry, Oliver after this?
I mean, I don't think so, but I think it would it would be hilarious. And on that note, I think it was amazing how they kind of transformed into each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in that first scene when they were with the thugs or whatever, when they first got to Gotham, and Barry Allen was, like, being all like... buff and scary, and he even had this like look on his
face. He's a good actor.
Of being like the Oliver Queen, and I was like, man, kind of like made him a little more attractive. Not that,
it's kind of manly.
He was like, oh, hello Barry
Whoa.
Allen, because usually you see him as this like little dopey guy, you know, that's just like real nice all the time, and like seeing him as Oliver Queen was kind of, it was like super different. He did such a good job.
He did,
and
really
Oliver
job.
Queen or Stephen Amell did a great job as being like kind of the dopey guy. So I hope we see more of it. I hope they put a little bit more jokes because he does a really good job as like doing the comedy thing.
Yeah, he was really fantastic. So here's my question to you and a question to all of you out there. And after something I was a little confused on. So help me a little bit. So we're in Gotham. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is kind of just like a gay diddy side tangent, but still Barry and Kara knew who Batman was. Right. But Stephen Amell, Oliver acted like Batman was made up. So I was a little confused. Like, first of all, too, so is there a Batman in all, like, do people on other Earths just know that there's, because Kara's on a totally different Earth than Barry
right.
and Oliver.
Right.
So how does she know about Batman? Does she, I mean, and then later they allude, let's just talk about the Batman kind of in the world. Okay. Because then later she says, you know, he's frenemies with my cousin.
Right.
So is that how she knows about Batman,
I
guess?
I feel like maybe everybody knows about Batman and just Oliver Queen is just saying he's a myth because he doesn't want to believe that there's a Batman because he thinks he's the original vigilante. Maybe.
Okay.
Or, I mean, I don't know what you guys think in the chat, but nothing.
And
yet.
It seems like that they're keeping with the, you know, the thing of DC is that they said we're different than the movies. What's happened in the movies are not happening in television. This seems kind of counterintuitive of that because they've so far seemed to be agreeing with the Batman and even Superman canon where they talked about Bruce Wayne just left 3 years ago, about like that's when the last Batman movie came out 3 or 4 years ago, and he just left. And they're also talking about how the whole frenemy things of Batman and Superman kind of like with.
Right.
So I'm wondering how much they're playing into that. What does the chat think about that?
So chat saying, Colin Prime says there's a Batman on Earth 38. Ivan says Batman is on Earth, on her Earth as well. I guess on Kara's Earth there's a Batman.
There is. And we've heard that? I didn't remember that.
And then Batman is, Sebra says Batman is definitely real on her Earth. You got it, Matt.
Okay.
There's no Superman on this Earth.
Yeah, there is no Superman
on
this Earth.
Aaron Robinson. Everyone says Batman is on Supergirl's Earth. But, like, how would Barry, so then Barry Allen would just, is just assuming that there's
I guess.
A Batman? Or just, like, wishing that there was a Batman?
But Barry and Oliver are in the same world.
Right.
So they know about, so... If
but
Oliver's
if
hurt,
he's only on, if Batman is only on Kara's Earth.
Well, no, Batman's been on their world too.
Oh.
Right?
Lisa says, I think Oliver was jealous of cool Batman, of how cool Batman is.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, you know what I loved about that?
It's just so confused.
I love that from the, I know, it's kind of a deep dive.
Yeah.
I love from the writing that, you know, Arrow totally, when Arrow started, it kind of basically came out right after Dark Knight and it kind of copied that format.
Yeah.
And because Arrow wasn't that dark before,
no.
But it totally worked. I mean, I love that. That was kind of the writer's nod of saying, like, yeah, we know that we did that, and we made it our own. It's its own thing now, and I just appreciated that.
I think it's funny that Oliver is grumpy about it. I think it's hilarious.
It is
that
hilarious.
He thinks he's, like, the original, but you're kind of not.
You're kind of not. So they get arrested, and then they end up getting bailed by none other than Kate Kane. Wait, it's because...
No.
It's Kate Kane.
Kate Kane, yeah.
I think it's... Why am I thinking Cassandra Kane?
Cassandra is Stephen Amell's wife that we see later on, I think.
I thought there was a Cassandra Kane, too. You know, this is definitely... I was like, boy, I got a bone up on my comic book. So, y'all, Ruby Rose...
Oh, my God.
...is so... First of all, she's hot.
She's the hottest.
She is, and that's the first time you've heard me on AfterBuzz talk about a lady,
she
but she's
is
a hot lady.
The hottest. I would... Never mind. She
you know what?
On,
I think I would, too.
She...
Wow.
She became... She was like an Instagram star... That's how she, like, made her rise to fame.
Really?
And then she was, like, on Orange and Is the New Black and stuff. But she was like, man, you know, that is one good-looking woman.
You know what I love? I love that as somebody who is LGBTQ and an actor, like, sometimes, like, even when I've gone out for, like, casting stuff, like, I won't get cast a lot of times because they either want, like, the really hot gay guy or they want, like, super, super, like, effeminate, like, gay guy. And I'm not hot. But I'm not,
you're
I'm, like, a different.
Matt,
but
hot.
No, what I was going to say is that a lot of times I don't feel like on TV I see a lot of gay men that represent the way I look and kind of the way I act. And I feel like a lot of lesbians that I know say the same thing, that every time, like... lesbians are always, I mean, it's a CW, so everybody's going to be pretty on this show. But also, too, they talk about how there's that whole, like, I don't know whether you want to call it either lipstick lesbian or just, like, very, like, I love Ruby Rose because her vibe is such, like, this kind of, like, a more masculine-feeling lesbian, which is who I see in my community all the time.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's cool. And then I looked her up after this. I didn't know she actually came out and is a lesbian.
Yeah, yeah.
So I love that even more, that we have, like, such diversity in this role.
Yeah, she is a little bit more manly, even in her, like, if you I would just highly recommend going to her Instagram.
Yeah.
It's so good. But like her face is just like almost perfection.
Yeah, she sets her jaw and she gave off the energy that she could go toe-to-toe with Batman to me.
That's why even at one point during the show, I was like, man, is she evil? Like, what is she going to do?
Yeah, and she was like, is she evil? I was like, no, she's not evil. She's a bat.
She was just like, oh, I was like, okay.
What did the chat think about Ruby Rose?
They loved her.
Sorry.
I could feel her acting. Just wait, let me see. Someone said that we were, oh, Seb Russ said we're questioning our sexuality for Ruby Rose. Very true.
You know, if my father is here right now, he'd say, Ruby, I pay you $20,000 to have my grandbaby. I'd love to have a grandbaby. That's what he would say.
Aw. Ivan Soto says, Matt, you're thinking of another Batgirl, Cassandra Cain.
I knew. Yes.
There you go.
There is another Batgirl, Cassandra
Ivan
Cain.
For the win.
See?
I'm back with Aaron my Robinson now. Said, I want her to be a little bit more natural. Interesting. Because, I mean, yeah, she it's not like she was wearing a lot of makeup. I think her face is just that gorgeous.
I think she's really pretty,
and
but I get what you're saying.
Tattoos, maybe?
Maybe. And also, too, she was kind of making the entrance. So, speaking of, she's telling them, you know, like, hey, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Get off of Gotham City. Apparently, Gotham City's really kind of just a crap show right now. So, they really nobody wants to be there. And so they end up kind of having this meeting with Batgirl, which, what did you think of the Batgirl entrance?
I thought it was great. I mean, when we first saw her, like, crushing the van and saving the Cisco, I mean, it was pretty badass. But I feel like we could have gotten more of her. I feel like it was just way too short.
Oh, yeah.
I did. Before we met her, I did like the reference. I don't know if you guys caught it of when she was like, the Wi-Fi password is Alfred.
Yeah.
The butler for Batman.
Batman. Yeah, Bruce Wayne's butler.
I thought that was really funny. But yeah, I mean, her entrance was good. I don't know if I like her hair like that. I wish she would just...
Oh, I kind of did.
Really?
Wait, the red hair?
Yeah. I wish she would just left her hair the way it is. And
oh,
then
but
just
that's
the
thing of Batwoman in the comics.
Oh, I know. But, oh yeah, that's true.
So that's why they made it look like that.
But I wish it would have just been...
It's her disguise, though.
I know. Because...
And what I love that goes back to like old school Batberg. Jesus.
Batgirl.
It's like,
us,
yeah, yeah. Old school Batgirl, Yvonne Craig and all that, because she had like a wig that was her different hair color too. Like Batgirl always had red hair. So I love that shout out. Yeah, I love that it was just total bat. It was all about the gadgets.
Yeah.
She was like picking people out from nowhere. And just like, foom, foom, foom. Like kind of honestly, like the first, it was so much a call to when we first saw the Dark Knight Batman when he was inside like the cap. I remember seeing that for the first time. And you're like, this guy's a badass.
Yeah.
What the hell? Like, I don't know what just happens. Like a ninja. And I love that we kind of see that with her. If they're wanting to make us excited for the show, I'm here for it.
He was very excited.
We are ready.
He is.
I started screaming in the studio.
Yeah. There was some loud shrieking going on.
Yes, people told me to shush.
Yeah, lots of shushing. I did like her gun, that gun thing that she shot.
The grapple gun,
and then like wrapped around the person's neck. That was cool.
Yeah, because Batwoman show, that's supposed to premiere next. Isn't it supposed to premiere in the spring? Someone in the chat's going to know because they're always smarter than we are. But that's why I love them, Mom. Can we talk about a cool... Since we were talking about Felicity a little earlier, what I think is well done about the crossover... What was done about the crossover in the first episode and what was well done about this episode and then what's coming later is that I love the way they've really done a great job of building the storylines of these three superheroes and making this crossover still make sense.
Yeah.
Like, we got the scene with Kara where... Do you watch Supergirl?
A little bit, yeah.
So
I have not caught up, but...
I do. Honestly, you guys, like, I love Arrow. Supergirl's, like, probably almost, like, right...
Wait,
I love
what?
That show so much.
Can you do that one more time?
It's just, like... They're really tied, y'all.
Be careful, but okay.
No, I go back and forth because Supergirl is so good right now. So is Flash. They're all good. But what I love is that if you haven't been watching Supergirl, spoiler, oh, this isn't really a spoiler alert, but she's been told by the President of the United States demanded that she renounce her secret identity to the world. So that's kind of what's going on with Kara. And so what I thought was cool is that here it is, Supergirl relating to Batman and talking to Kate Kane, kind of about like Why did Bruce leave? Was it too much for him to take? Like, she's, I love that we see that she's still searching for answers. Yeah. And they kind of had this, she was vulnerable in front of Kate, and they had a kind of this conversation.
Yeah. It was nice to see. And you could see that she's kind of like looking for the right answer. Yeah. And she's still kind of not sure with what to do.
No, she's not.
Because she brought it up previously, I think in the first episode too.
She did.
I don't remember who she brought it up to, but I was like, oh, so I wonder what she's going to.
Well, I don't think she's going to. But yeah, oh, she was talking in the first episode. She was talking about it with Clark.
That's right.
Which I loved the way they brought in Smallville and Clark. Yeah. And I was like, when she like goes on the ladder and she's like, he's like, don't fall. And she's like, I'll be fine.
You'll catch me.
And I was like, ah, I'm always fine. I love you. It's so good. It's so good.
You're going to get a mad chill so fast
it's
in this
so
chat.
It's so good. It's so good. Greg Berlanti, I'd marry you if you weren't already married to a hot hockey star. Also, he's not a black man, you know, I have a type. So, it's true. So, anyway, I'm totally overstimulating now. Okay.
So, I gotta go. No, just, no, okay, you're go. Okay. No, I'm here.
Another scene that I liked as far as carrying the arc of a continuity of characters is, what a cool scene between Felicity and Caitlin.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because here Felicity is, like, it's totally dropped. There's really nobody in the Arrowverse that could have had this conversation with her, right?
Right. And I fully am on board with what Felicity was saying when she said the line of, you know, what's love without trust and all that. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
But then Caitlin did make really good points, you know? So she said that, like, they took it really badly when they told, you know, the other crew or whatever. So it made sense. And it was a good thing that she talked to her, and it was a good thing that it was Caitlin, even though
Caitlin knows, I mean, she lost the love of her life, so she knows what it's like to not have that second chance.
Yeah,
that when
and to
it's
lose
gone,
love.
Yeah, and to lose that.
And yeah, so I mean, it was good, and then it came kind of full circle when Barry Allen told Oliver, he was like, you know, don't wait to talk to Felicity, you know, you should do it now because you don't know when you're going to have the other a chance to do it. So I was like, you know, it was kind of a parallel thing with both of them.
Yeah, it's really, because what they did so well in The Flash is, and I don't know, this is a question for you and for the chat. Let's go
Let's
on a little
it.
Tangent. To me, The Flash so much is about, Flash is really about the relationship of Barry and Iris.
Yes.
That's what that show's about.
Mostly.
They do it so well. It very much is reminiscent of, like, Superman is the best. Superman is the best when it's a love story of Lois and Clark. Like, that's what Richard Donner meant with Superman, and that's why that worked. And, like, Man of Steel was, because they didn't run away. But anyway, is Arrow about Oliver and Felicity? Or is Arrow about Oliver and, or Oliver, and just Oliver find his way? Like, what do we think?
I mean, I think...
I'm going deep, y'all. We're going in a deep dive here.
I don't think that it was intended to be Oliver and Felicity. I think that their chemistry kind of made it that way.
Yeah.
But I think it's less Oliver and Felicity than the other shows are. Like, Lois, you know, Lois
But it
and
does
Clark
seem kind of to go that way, like Oliver and his family, don't you think?
I mean, I think that's a big part. But I think, like I said, I think it is less than the other shows.
Less than the other one?
But speaking of that, I did like their, at the end, when he was giving his speech, I have it written down.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, one thing that will not change is how I feel about you. Love is too small a word. And no matter who you are and what you become, no matter who I am and what I become, you'll always be the love of my life. People change. And that never will. That never will.
That was great. You know what I wanted?
I was like, oh my
God. You know what I wanted him? First of all, I was like,
I was dying.
Now I want to like sit on your chest. I love you. but also, I kind of wanted him to say, like as a callback, I wanted to be like, Felicity, I'm the bow and you're my arrow.
He doesn't do cheesy things
like
that.
But wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be great? You're my arrow. Because, you know, because Barry says to Iris,
you're
my lightning
bolt.
He's like, you're my arrow. Right? Does anybody like that? Can I write poetry?
You can write
it. Am I romantic? Or do people think that's cheesy?
He would have never done that.
I'm the bow. You're my arrow. What do y'all think, y'all?
Let's see. Planet Veg... I can't do your name. But anyway, Oliver married to not failing the city. I don't know what that means.
He's married to not failing the city.
Oh, got
like,
it.
The mission of his father. That's what Oliver's married to. That's a good point.
And then Seb said, I don't love that speech because people change too much. They probably shouldn't be together.
Whoa.
I don't think that's true. I think that they're changing together. I think that...
I don't know.
This has been too much for them the road to their
They've
being together
has
been
They've
too much. It's too They've much for them to break up now. I think they're going to work through it because they, after everything they've been through, they cannot break up. It's too much. You've been through so much to get together. Come on.
You know I'm about the Black Canary and Oliver.
No. I'm
kidding. I used to be. I still am. But for this show, I'm Team Felicity and Oliver.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm Team Felicity. Fine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We don't want the hate mail. From like people say, this is the worst show. I'm like, there are people in cages in Mexico. Calm down.
Calm down.
Okay. So, all right. So, let's talk a little bit about... Anyway, that was great scenes. Great scenes with all three, emotional moments, all three characters, which I think that's when comic shows work best is when they're not all plot, but we have emotional moments.
Yeah.
So we find out that Bruce Wayne is Kate Kane's cousin.
Yes.
So that's kind of a cool. That's another thing that Kara have with that.
Common, yeah.
And then we get introduced. They find out the identity of this John Deegan guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the comic books, I don't think this is a spoiler, or I think they're building to it. But in the comic, John Deegan is actually Dr. Destiny. So it's kind of this guy. He kind of looks like Skeletor instead of like with a purple long skirt coat thing.
Yeah.
Literally, he has like a skeleton face at least, and he controls dreams. He controls people's dreams, from my knowledge
from
of him.
From the comics.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of the same. This is kind of what he's kind of working towards.
So it looks like this is going to be Dr. Destiny. So we find out that John Deegan's a guy. They got to get... And then we see a little bit of The Flash from the 1990s, which...
Yeah.
That was my jam. I've already said on this show how much I love the first Flash. But that was cool to me. That was such a... again, what I love about that, which reminded me of the films, is that, you know, in Man of Steel and in Batman, it's Barry trying to reach through the, like, timeline to tell people to help him.
Yeah.
And we still don't know. And then I think that was alluding. That's probably going to be about a flashpoint. We don't even know what that is yet in the films.
Yeah.
But in the Man of Steel, like, Bruce Wayne has that vision with the Flash, and we see it's him. So... I think I love, again, how they just, that is kind of Flash's go-to, is being able to jump dimensions to kind of give warnings to people. And it's kind of this cryptic thing of getting the book.
And it's funny how they always guess, like, who you are. They like, throw out all the names.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? And they're like, no, Dad? No. It's like,
and I love that they were like, no, he's Barry Allen.
Yeah.
So now that we're finally, because something that's kind of cool and also confusing is they, in each of these Earths, people... have the person that has their name, but also too a lot they've been doing as far as Flashes, other superheroes go, they've been using earlier or sometimes in the future iterations, you know, they did for Wally West. They've always used like a different name for a hero. This is correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first time we actually get like a Barry Allen and a Barry Allen. So that makes me wonder, like down the road, are we gonna get, you know, an Oliver Queen who's Arrow, or are we gonna get a Kara who is Supergirl on another Earth?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, because like, I feel they've never had the same.
Like,
name
what
before.
If they have the woman who plays Kara's mom on Supergirl? She, what's her name? Faye? No, that's Faye Dennett. What's her name? I'm blank. Helen. Forget her last name, but Helen. She was Supergirl in the 1980s. I love that film.
Whoa.
I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't.
She was the original Supergirl. Now she plays her mom on the show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I'm like, whoa, are they? And she still looks great. So are they going to put her in her old Supergirl?
That would be crazy.
That would be too cool.
Maybe. I mean, probably to tomorrow.
I would freak out.
Matt
y'all,
needs a second.
I love that Supergirl. Love that Supergirl show.
Helen Slater,
yes. I met her. She was lovely. Lovely. I met her and her wife. They were lovely, lovely people. Okay, so we get this. So we're in Arkham. They're going into Arkham's asylum. They're breaking asylum. They're trying to get the book from John Deegan. And then we have this cool moment where, y'all, we kind of have dark TVs at AfterBuzz. I'm going to rewatch this show again later, because I feel like there were so many Easter eggs
that
we missed.
There were so many, yeah.
I couldn't read all the names on the doors of Arkham Asylum. Could you?
No, I couldn't. I was like trying to catch it, and you have to sit up to watch our TVs here. So I was like, I can't see. But
I know there were some, and I love that we see two kind of big things. First of all, we see Stephen Mel's wife, Cassandra Jean.
Cassandra Jean was there.
She is playing Victor Freeze's wife.
Yes.
So she's like trying to grab the Freeze gun. So now, okay, so we're getting into Mr. Freeze world.
Yeah.
He's now formally introduced to the Arrowverse.
And it was funny that they were in a scene together, and then Stephen Amell comes out and he like chases her down. I was like, that is so funny that she was able to get into the show with him. It was good that we're, and I hope we're probably going to see her again.
It wasn't adorable. It was actually real cool. We're totally going to see her again because she got away. But then I love too how they knocked over a serum and it was, and it said Jay Crane on it.
Rex
and if you don't know,
favorite.
Yeah, if you don't know Jay Crane, that's Jonathan Crane. That's a Scarecrow.
Yes.
My mind is getting blown because all these people are now jumping into the world of the Arrowverse. I feel like more than any crossover, this has been the biggest like opening into other comic book worlds.
Yes. The Scarecrow part was so cool. And then they were fighting each other. And then they were fighting. And then we see Malcolm Merlin again for the first
Malcolm
time.
Love Malcolm. Love him.
He's one of my favorites. And it was
love that actor.
So good. And then we see
Bob Thorne.
Yeah.
It was great. It was great, too, because... And I like that they had this moment again later that... You know, I think Barry and Oliver have always appreciated each other. But I can't kind of think what I... Again, like... I've seen shows where people have the Freaky Friday thing or whatever, and they switch. But the whole point is, if these characters are going to switch bodies, when they come back, they hopefully will learn something about one another this experience.
Yeah,
and they have. Like, I think that Oliver doesn't see Barry as just somebody who's fast and going to run around. He way more respects kind of him without his powers.
Yeah.
And I definitely know that Barry, I mean, they had this moment where we both have this equal amount of respect for one another.
Yeah, I really like that speech when he was like, I didn't know the things that you went through. And I, he's like, I wouldn't be able to handle it. And Oliver was like, yes, you probably could. But it, you know, it's probably just going to make them better superheroes in the future and make them better people.
Yeah.
So I think in the end, when it fixes itself, because you know it will.
It will.
I think it'll make them better people, which is good.
What? Oh, my God. What if the way to fix it, they just have to lean in and kiss one another? Right?
You always go there.
Can that just happen? And then it fixes everything. They switch bodies. Right?
Why does he always go there?
Anybody else with me on the chat? Anybody?
I think nobody is with you on the chat. Someone said...
Nobody's shipping Blash? Blash? Is that their ship name?
Blash?
Red Arrow? No. What, go ahead.
Black Magic says, I can't, or was it Black Magic? I lost it. How Caitlin got beat by the freeze gun. Like, how did she not?
I wonder that too, because I
was
thought.
Like, she just got blown away, and I was like, wait, well, I agree with you. Like, why?
I kind of thought she was going to be like.
Why weren't you more, like, why didn't you step up a little bit? I know
you're
stronger than
that. Yeah, I'm rubber your glue. When you blow ice at me.
I can blow ice at you.
Oh, no! Yes!
We're so cute.
Yes! You're a poet and you don't know it.
We're so
That was great.
That was really good. Man, we're on a roll
now. Write that down. Woo! So.
Anyway.
But yeah, I thought, I don't know, I thought that would have fixed itself too. So. Also, wait. Then a lot of crap happened, y'all.
So many things.
So basically, Kara. First of all, they spent money on this episode because Barry's running around the prison. Kara's flying in the prison. Looked amazing.
That was my favorite scene of her flying through the hallway.
It looked so good.
So good.
So good. And she finds John Deegan, Dr. Destiny. She finds him and she gets the book from him. And then he likes... skedaddles. She doesn't know how he gets away.
God, that guy is such a weirdo.
Yeah. And then they're kind of... all like kind of outside of Arkham Asylum. We have two things that happen. First of all, they all kind of say bye to Batgirl. And I love that, our Batwoman. I love that Batwoman's is kind of like, she's so Batman like in a bad mood, like, just get out of here.
She's like, I'm not really for sappy goodbyes.
But then we have this moment with Batwoman and Supergirl.
Yeah.
And I lost my damn mind on this, y'all. Because. What's so cool about that? Y'all know I love to see strong women, but what's cool if you're a comic nerd is that I think it was Batwoman who said, like, Kara said, we should team up sometime. And the other one said, oh, World's Finest. World's Finest was the first comic that was made, and it was Batman, Robin, and Superman, like back in like the 60s, the 50s.
Yeah.
That was the first time in the comic books they teamed up. So the fact that they just said this now, like, but doing this from a female perspective.
Yes. And then they like...
makes me want to throw my mug.
Matt died when they shook hands. When they like finally like shook hands, he freaked out.
He like... I broke out. I coughed. I screamed. I cried. There was a lot of chilling that needs to be done.
It was a good moment. And I hope that they do bring it back, you know, not just for the Elseworld crossovers. I hope that they like you know, have scenes or have episodes when they are working together, because that would be super.
That one's going to have her own show, so they're going to film in Vancouver.
Yeah, so maybe
you never know.
Maybe they'll all cross over again.
Well, I have a theory about that too.
And then kiss like Matt wants.
I mean, they can kiss too. It's fine. She's kind of, you know, it's fine. Now, okay, what was it that drove me? But the shout out to Jon Stewart.
Oh.
Why am I freaking? Oh.
The Diggle?
When old Barry Allen, when Barry Allen, original Flash, sees John Diggle and he says, John, why aren't you wearing his ring?
Yeah.
Y'all. John Stewart, played by, I believe, Phil Lamar, the voice actor, is maybe my favorite Green Lantern of all time.
Yeah.
If Diggle is John frickin' Stewart in another alternate universe,
let's look
at that picture.
Oh my gosh!
I'm gonna crap glitter. Like,
look at what he looks like.
He looks so hot, fierce. So great. He is perfect casting for it. I want it to happen. It needs to happen. What do people in the chat think about that? Because I flipped out.
Steven Starr says yes. Ivan Soto says Green Lantern! Exclamation point. Yeah, people are fully on board with this. I mean, look at him. Look at how badass he would be.
And so here's a little trivia for you. Greg Berlanti was the producer, and I don't know if he was a director, but he wrote and produced the original Green Lantern film with Ryan Reynolds. So he obviously loves his character. Yeah. This is the first kind of person he fought for with DC Comics. So he loves his character, but also, as Carolina has said in a lot of team-ups, Green Lantern and Green Arrow have just teamed up a lot in the comics. Because basically, they're both detectives.
Yeah.
And
they do a lot of... I've actually done some research on this, and in the comics, they're like, they do stuff all the time, and then they fought, and then they get back, become friends again, and they're just like... They do a lot of stuff together, so...
If they've been having John Diggle to be John Stewart this whole time, and they've been planning it...
I mean, it would make sense.
I can't. Okay. So we just go. We've got like 5 minutes, so I'm going to keep going. So
let's move on.
They find out the Monitor is the bad guy. I don't know a lot about the Monitor. I do know some things, and which... we'll talk about that later, but we'll get to the Monitor, a little tease in a minute. But, So the Monitor comes, and basically the Monitor, it's like Thanos. He snaps, flicks his finger.
He was like Thanos. You're so right.
He like changes everything. And so then cut to now Barry and Allen, they're in another, we kind of left with this, that they're in this other world again now. Mm-hmm. And now they are the Trigger Twins.
I love.
Which we have some pictures of the Trigger Twins.
Trigger Twins. Okay, so this is them in the comic book. they were bank robbers in the comics in 1993. And they called them the Trigger Twins because they look alike. And their names were Tom and Tad.
Which... Funnily enough, what's even cooler about this, and I give props to the Berlanti team, the Trigger Twins were actually heroes in the 50s. Like the 50s and 60s, they had like a whole like Western superhero thing, like Lone Ranger and all that.
Yeah.
So they were actually like Willie and Waynard or something like, it was a W.
Yeah, yeah.
So then they brought them back as Trigger Twins in the 90s and they were villains.
Tom and Tad.
So I love that they're villains down here because they were heroes in real life.
Whoa. Boom. And they're like their bank. They do kind of look alike. I mean, not a lot, but they like their outfits are the same, and their bank robbers. I don't know. It's just so good.
And then when they get arrested by Diaz and Malcolm Merlyn, and then Jericho, Liam Halligan looks good as a guy.
What is happening?
You didn't notice because he had the glasses, and he took the glasses off, and you went Diaz. For once, we were excited to see Diaz. For once,
I didn't see. I was like, "Who's arresting them?" Because I saw Merlyn. I was like, "Oh, Malcolm Merlyn again! We get to see him! Yay!" And then he was like, took his glasses off. I was like, "What? What is happening to our lives right now? What is happening?"
It was great. So, we're gonna get to some news and predictions in a second, but you know what? I'm going to save this for the predictions. I'm going to save mine for the predictions.
Save it for the predictions.
Anything else from the episode that really spot out to you before we go on to news? Or
I mean,
how you feeling? Or anybody in the chat?
Let's see.
Is there something in the chat, y'all, that we didn't... There was
so much stuff. We didn't know how to organize.
Frantically. Yeah. And so this was so much to unpack. This was... Overall, I think it's been the best...
Yeah,
I think we all called it. We all thought this was going to be the best crossover. Yeah. So far, it has been.
Ali Kona missed the show because she hates she hates crossovers so much. Like, that's why she just... I'm just kidding.
No,
but
she's
working. She does hate crossovers.
But I think she would actually be like, okay. Yes.
And I think she would actually... Ivan Soto. Penguin, Riddler, Clayface, and Poison Ivy were the names on the doors.
Shut up!
Ivan, you made Matt roll away. And then Colin Prime says, Nora messing with the timeline will make the crisis happen sooner.
Because Nora's messed with the timeline. Because
we didn't know what she did. She kind of just like took the freeze gun and then like ran.
No, Nora, they're talking about Nora in Flash.
I thought Nora was the...
No, Nora in Flash is Barry. So in Flash...
Wait, I'm confused.
So this is good. I'm glad you brought that up. For some people that don't watch Flash, again, it's like, right, it's such a good show, actually. I don't have a favorite. They're all too good. In the Flash continuum, this whole season about is Barry and Iris's daughter came back from the future.
Oh, Nora. That Nora.
So Nora is their daughter. But what's made it interesting in Flash is Nora has changed things in the time. You know how, like, when Flashpoint happened and, like, Diggle now is a son? And so Nora's changing things as well. That's a really good insight, whoever said that.
Yeah. Who else? Black Magic, when Freeze's wife goes for the freeze gun, I don't know. Let's see. Oh, the narration opening by Barry was really good. People are liking that.
Oh, yeah?
What do you guys think of Batwoman coming to Arrow later this year? Down for it.
I'm all about it. I think she'll definitely, like, be a... give some sauce to...
Another thing, so when all the doors opened in the insane asylum, what it made me think of was, have you ever seen Cabin in the Woods, that scary movie?
No, I don't see scary movies.
Oh, okay. It's this hilarious movie where, like, at one point they're in this, like, asylum and all the doors open and it's like...
Joss Whedon, it's supposed to be great.
All these scary things come out, like spirits and ghosts and, like, zombies, and, like, that scene reminded me of that scary movie because I just watched it the other night and it made me LOL.
Joss Whedon's good. Ryan Reynolds is in that, actually. Okay, so...
Yeah, I think we got everything.
So we saw next week they're going to be dealing with some type of Superman. We don't, because we get this at the end of this episode. It's Superman all in black. Mm-hmm. So it's leading me to believe this is an evil Superman that we're dealing with.
Obvi.
So that's going to be, which is setting us up for tomorrow's episode. It's called Supergirl. Mm-hmm. So obviously it's going to be a Kara-centric episode. Mm-hmm. So super excited to see that. You know, I'm interested.
Super excited for Supergirl.
Super, because Dr. Destiny, if Dr. Destiny deals with dreams, one of the new characters on Supergirl, I forget the, blanking on her name. We don't have what's her superhero? I don't think we have a superhero name. Just the one, she's a girl, a woman who's a trans woman, but she can tell the future from her dreams. So maybe that'll connect. So let's go into some AfterBuzz news real quick, and then we'll go into some predictions.
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. We got a little bit of news for you today. And the one thing we got is Katie Cassidy got married, y'all. That's cute. Why she wasn't in this episode. She was getting married.
She was getting married. That's her and her husband. It's funny on the, I left the comments on the Instagram photos because, like, all of the other cast members like and comment on the photos.
That's very
so
sweet.
I thought it was really sweet.
That's very, very sweet.
And then, like, Emily Bett liked it. And then at the bottom, Katrina Law, congrats. And then there's, John Barrowman comments on the other one. So it's just really sweet.
She got married to, I forgot, his last name's Roger. Is that? Yeah. Ooh, I wonder if he's related to Rodgers and Hammerstein, my favorite musical composers.
Ooh.
My favorite.
I think there's another photo. Ooh, look at her dress.
Look at that dress.
Look at the train on that dress.
For a podcast listener, she has a very long, beautiful Italianist train.
Or you can go to her Instagram, Katie Cassidy, and you'll see her.
She looks beautiful.
Wedding photos.
Congratulations, Katie Cassidy. Yeah. We are proud for you. We're happy for you and Mr. Rogers.
Yay, Mr. Rogers.
All right, So let's jump into some AfterBuzz TV predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
You can go ahead. You can go first.
Man, I don't know about my prediction. My prediction is that the dark Superman isn't as dark as we think he is.
He's, like, nice.
He's, like, dark, but then has, like, there's something different, and he's maybe doing it and going to be doing it for the right reasons.
She backed away, everybody. She backed away. Okay.
I don't know. I just made that up. Let me know you guys' predictions before
Matt
goes.
Let us know what your predictions are. Yeah. So something that really excited me about, I want to talk about the monitor a little bit. So for us comic book nerds, you know, this is dating back to, like, 80s and George Perez. But kind of something they did in DC Comics is that there was such a mishmash and confusion in the comic books. They created the first kind of crisis. It was called Crisis on Infinite Earths. And Barry Allen, the old Barry Allen, mentioned that with this book and the monitor. And the monitor said, like he was saying, something bigger is coming. Yeah. Something bigger is coming. and A Crisis on Infinite Earths. He said something about Infinite Earths alluding to that. So my prediction is that I don't even know if it's going to happen this season, but I wonder if this is even tying into like crossover next year or a finale of this. Maybe they're going to be another crossover again at the end of this year. But I think that there's going to lead to Crisis on Infinite Earths. And what that did is it killed a lot of Earths.
Yeah.
And it combined Earths. So maybe they'll be bringing all like Kara and Barry and Oliver all on the same world, because it was the Monitor and who kind of started things, but then Brainiac picked it up and really just started like killing people. And although I think Supergirl died, so I don't want that
to
happen.
She's not.
I think
die.
In that if there's been like several crises. So anyway, I think that's my prediction. I think we're gonna have a true crisis, because we had Crisis on Earth X, but I think it's leading to a Crisis on Infinite Earths, but I don't know when.
Okay,
and I'm gonna lose my mind.
And he's going to freak out and scream. Nas says, my prediction is that Power Girl and Huntress will come to Earth 1 for the final crisis. I think there will be multiple heroes.
It looks like they were dead.
Yeah. I don't,
but yeah.
Is there any other
That
prediction?
Would be cool. They had other heroes. I still would like they had the Ray. Didn't they do the Ray on Legends? And then he had his own cartoon. I would love that.
This is for Matt from Colin Prime. This episode pretty much tells us through the Monitor that this crossover is a setup for next year's crossover, which would be Crisis on Infinite Earths.
That's what I think too.
Yeah.
That's what I think too.
There you go.
And they have Titans, which I haven't even seen Titans yet, but there's all that
so
too.
Much. It's so, so much. There's, I'm so tired.
I'm so tired, but I'm so excited. So, obviously, you guys, there's not enough time to cover what's going on. We're going to have opinions. We're not going to be your host for tomorrow, so be sure to watch.
Yeah.
The people on the Supergirl panel are going to be here tomorrow night.
Oh, they are? Good.
Yeah, so they're going to be doing Supergirl tomorrow night. So be sure to let us know about that. And be sure to tweet us. Put comments in the YouTube comments. Olivia DiBartoli, where can they find you?
At Olivia DiBartoli on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah, I'm going to watch tomorrow, so tweet at me. We can talk about the show tomorrow, too.
Yes, tweet at me. I'm going to be watching that, and I have to watch Riverdale, too, and do a podcast about that. Which, if you want to listen to that podcast, it's called River Males. Wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, this next Friday is the Christmas special for Sabrina. So if you want to listen to my podcast called Bitchcraft, you can listen to that as well. But mainly, please tweet me. Please Instagram message me @TheMattMar, 2 T's, 2 R's, because I want to talk about what's going to happen tomorrow.
And I want to talk about more about this episode,
too. I'm going to video myself freaking out, because it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
All right, everybody.
And send it in.
So we hope you have a good night. Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV. We love you. You're the best.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.